I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. We're doing a special episode. It's exciting because we've had a couple special episodes recently, but they've both been about dead people. So this is cool to have a special episode that's not about someone who died. It's about the songs of the summer. So we're going to specifically be talking about the songs that are the contenders, according to the Bible of Music, Billboard, for Song of the Summer. Billboard Song of the Summer chart just launched. And, you know, every year people are like, oh, what's the Song of the Summer going to be? And some years it's very clear from the outset, you know, sometimes a Call Me Maybe comes out and it's like, well, that's it, we're done. But I feel like this year it's like kind of vague. But anyways, so the guests here with me today, we have Aaron Strecker.
Hi.
And Denise Warner.
Hello.
And this is also a special episode because it's going to be Aaron's last. She's moving on from Billboard, which means I think for the third time on this podcast, we're going to have to kill off a character. So
it's always a twist, but yeah. I've been given some warning.
So you're going to have to stay tuned to see how Aaron dies from the Must Hear Music
universe. Do you really
universe.
Kill people? How do you do that?
No, but I've been referring to it that way.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
Why stop now?
Killing
stop
off the now? Jason Lipschitz character, the Erica Ramirez character.
Oh, right. Man, we've had a lot.
Yeah. Definitely.
Maybe it's coming on this podcast that does
I think that's the uniting factor, definitely. So watch out. But anyways, okay. So Songs of the Summer 2016. Right now, and I'm looking at our website, we have so we have our summer songs thing, and they're ranked according to charts people, and that's a whole separate department from us that involves numbers and stuff like that.
We don't like math.
It involves math. You know, like streaming videos, sales, downloads,
we're
radio,
girls. We don't
blah, blah,
know
blah.
About math.
That's not what I said.
But so according to that, at this point in the beginning of the summer, Drake is number one with One Dance. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold. However, the chart conveniently also shows like whether these songs are kind of on an upswing or a downswing, and literally every song on this chart has an arrow pointing down, which basically means that they're not getting bigger as time goes on.
So what you're saying is that we haven't heard the Song of the Summer
That's
yet.
That's a possibility.
Unless it's on an album already been released and
right.
like Daddy Lessons comes up and is just...
As a single.
As a yeah. single.
I think we've 100% heard the Song of Summer. They always drop really early, right?
Yeah, like, it's true. Historically, the Song of the Summer does come out in
But
like
it
May.
Feels like right now there's not really a front runner, and usually by now we know.
Right. Well, I feel like the front runner at this point, it's either between One Dance from Drake or Can't Stop the Feeling from
And it's
going to
be
Timberlake.
One Dance then.
You think so?
I
well,
mean,
okay, what? Why do you think
I
so?
I mean, just because Timberlake, look, I'm not an expert, so don't shoot me. But Timberlake hit number one when it came out and then was on the Hot 100. just to be clear. And then One Dance overtook it the next week and has for the last few weeks. So it just seems like what is going to be – maybe it's the movie coming out that will propel that.
Not coming out this summer.
But it's not coming out this summer. So what's – I mean, I love that song. I was just on vacation. I heard it all the time on the radio. It's getting a huge amount of play.
Yeah.
From my – non-scientific poll, except that I heard it a million times driving around for a week. So, but
I also feel like everyone's parents are of all these songs, the only one that they're really aware of is "Can't Stop the Feeling." And
that
I feel like in
point.
A song of summer, in like a very mainstream, you hear it in the malls. You're done with it at your barbecue in August. I feel like that's where "Can't Stop the Feeling" has an edge.
Right.
Now, here's my question, though: if you know, One Dance is number one on the Hot 100, not the Song of Summer chart, but the Hot 100 all summer. Like, isn't that?
See, I. This is.
Are we asking you the wrong questions? It's just sort of like
don't
throwing,
grill me for this. Yeah. No, you're right though. That does influence it, but it's not the sole factor.
Right. Right.
Because they weight things differently, and I don't want to 100% speak to their game.
Mm-hmm. And for the record, driving around all week, I did not hear One Dance at all.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I don't know what goes into this. I would say it's Can't Stop the Feeling. Like, my personal song of the summer is obviously going to be Can't Stop the Feeling, but...
Because you're a Timber stan.
Because I'm a Timber stan. I think they call them the Timber Lakers. I was just
researching.
No, that's good.
No, it's not bad. I've
no,
heard
I think
worse.
It's bad.
I mean,
fine.
Zguad for Zayn is like the worst fan army name.
True. That is 100% agree.
It's like you try to pronounce it and you're like, wait, what am I saying again?
A teen got too excited too fast.
Where, are they just saying Zguad and then they just spell it with a Z? Like, it's pronounced like that?
Like Zasha.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, anyways. No, I think you guys have a strong point for Timberlake.
And don't get me wrong, I love Drake, but it just feels like that's, like, to Aaron's point, like, everyone's listening to it.
You're right, and it definitely has the cross-generational thing.
Yes.
Like, it's not gonna annoy the parents.
No.
And the people, you know, the over 50 set, whereas they're probably not really gonna care about Drake.
But there's a very important song we're not talking about yet, which is my personal song of summer. I love Justin Timberlake, and I think that's probably going to be the official one. But man, do I love Work From Home, Fifth Harmony.
That's number four on our summer songs list.
That's another one I heard a lot. That
yes.
And I don't know where it is, if it's even on the list, but Cake by the Ocean. Heard it a zillion times.
Yeah. Cake by the Ocean is still on, and that's one that like
on
has been out.
Cake could honestly be a really good dark horse because it came out super early, which all the Song of Summers always do, and then they just like slowly build. That feels like a Shut Up and Dance type song.
That's a
right,
good song.
And that was like a huge song for that summer. No, I agree. Work From Home is like the kind of like slow building success that like they've been wanting to get for like years, and they finally got it.
Mm-hmm.
So they've earned it.
Nope.
Is yeah. Anyways, not even their song.
That was like, was it last summer or two summers ago? Where Black Magic like certainly wasn't the ultimate song of summer, but was definitely like a strong contender. I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, and I loved Sledgehammer from them, but it's like they just haven't.
I like those fans. I'm aware that Little Mix and Fifth Harmony are two different groups.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm really. I like the song. It's on radio. Yeah. When I was driving recently, when I took that horrendous trip to Boston. It was on the radio. Work From Home was just constantly on the radio.
All the time.
And different format stations, you know, because it has,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
It can hit the hip-hop stations and it can hit the pop and even, like, some of the softer, like, contemporary ones, because it's not, like, a hard-hitting song.
Right. You don't gotta go to work. And my body do the work. Adult contemporary.
Shopping in Soho, anecdotally, same deal over the past weekend. Can't Stop the Feeling, every store. I'm sorry, Work From Home.
Yeah. Another one. Okay, so number two.
Do we count stores playlists, though?
No, but I feel like it's a really good contender of mainstream
right.
radio and
what people are.
Hits.
Yeah. Okay, so Panda by Designer is
do
also on
like.
The list. You don't like that one?
I don't like it.
That song.
Oh, I think it's I love just that it's like the weird like vocal delivery and it's just kind of an odd fresh sound.
I actually heard that a couple times And again, sorry, my unscientific research amount, like being away and driving for a week, but I heard that a couple times and still haven't heard Drake on the radio. But I won't be listening to the radio anymore since I don't.
Now you're not driving anymore.
I agree that it's fun to have like kind of like an odd contender in the mix, but I don't like the song every time I hear it. It's not growing on me. I think it's too weird to listen to, you know, as a... You want something kind of easy for your song of summer.
Sure.
Easy, catchy, you can listen to it in a variety of settings, and like for me that's Panda's not it.
Credit cards and scammers, hitting the looks in the van. Legacy, family, why is it look like a panda? Going out like a Montana, honey killers on the hammers. Legacy, family, why is it?
So you don't think this is like, because it seems like for the last few years we've had like Fetty Wap had Trap Queen, like his like first single, like newcomer rapper first single, big hit, and then Bobby Shmurda.
I feel like both those songs are just straight up catchier than Panda.
Yeah, okay.
I understand that it's number two on like the charts. Like I understand that I'm a minority opinion here, but every other song that we're going to talk about and have talked about, I find much catchier than Panda.
What do we think about Don't Let Me Down, the Chainsmokers featuring Daya?
That one's like a slow burn for me. Like, the first couple times I heard it, I thought it was fine. But of all these songs, I feel like how much I liked the song when I first heard it versus how much I like the song now, it's the biggest increase.
I don't know about that. Like, the jury's totally out for me. The first time I heard it, it just didn't make much of an impact. But you're right. Like, I don't mind hearing it when it's on. I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. I also do feel like it's not so different from their last song with Roses.
Agreed.
And which kind of makes me think, like, well, that's lame. Like, mixed up a little bit. But, I mean, I guess if you have a formula that works, you know.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's not a category in Song of Summer consideration. Is the song similar to other things you've put out?
Right. Well, and then there's another one on this list. I don't know how to pronounce it, but so Zara Larsson and Manek, M-N-E-K, I don't know how it's pronounced, but that Never Forget You song.
Yes.
That really reminds me of, like, the way the production is of Lean On, like, and totally separate artists, but it almost makes me think that they, like, set out, they were like, oh, that was a huge hit last summer, like, we'll do something that vaguely sounds like it and get a hit. And it's, I hear that constantly. Like, I feel like whenever I'm walking and just, like, hear a song in the background, it's Never Forget You, just, like, everywhere.
I heard Never Forget You a lot. I like it, but I like it when I'm listening to it, but then I don't think about it when I'm not. I don't, like, sing it to myself.
Right.
That makes sense.
It doesn't have that earworm quality.
Yeah, exactly, which I feel like the Song of Summer needs to have.
Yeah.
Like, it has
which
to.
Which Cake by the Ocean totally has.
Cake by the Ocean totally has.
It's so fun to sing along with, and it's another one of those, like, kids like it, you know, weddings love
parents
it.
Parents like it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Things like it.
Yeah, DNC. So, okay, so that's Joe Jonas's band. I feel like Nick Jonas, I mean, he has an album coming out, so he could conceivably still sneak something in. I don't think Close with Toflo
is
going to be
great,
it, though.
But I don't, it doesn't seem like a Song of Summer
to me. Yeah, it's too laid back, it's too slow. Yeah. I mean, I think he could have a, like, Jealous was great, but again, that was laid back too. Like, maybe he's just, like, too laid back to have the summer song.
I think his whole vibe is wrong for a Song of Summer contender.
Like not upbeat enough.
It's like a brooding fall, like,
he is brooding.
Song.
Yeah.
I like him, though. The Jonas Brothers just killing it, but in different ways.
Right.
I think it's really fascinating what's going on with them right now.
Mm-hmm. I think I already mentioned this to you guys, but I saw the movie, he's in the college hazing movie Goat that Nick Jonas is in. And it was so, like, it was surprisingly excellent, and he is very good in it.
That's nice to hear.
That being said, the other one he's in that opens this weekend.
Thriller?
Looks so bad.
What is that one?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. It's
called,
like,
Careful What You Wish For.
Yeah, and it's...
Which should just be the name of a Nickelodeon kids show. Like, it's not a movie name.
It's like one of those Jennifer Lopez thrillers where he, like, moves in next door on the beach to this girl.
Jennifer Lopez the girl?
No. But, like,
does he give her a first edition whatever book?
Greek mythology? No.
Yeah.
Was it
the Iliad?
I think in this movie he's playing like a virgin, and then, like, he sees this hot girl and they have sex, but then, like, everything goes crazy and she turns out she has
an older husband.
Yeah. Except when I saw the trailer, I thought it was her dad, and I'm not totally convinced it's not her dad.
Okay, well, I haven't seen the movie, so I could be wrong.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to be, anyway, it's going to be crazy, and, like, I'm excited to, like, go see that movie, like, drunk and yell things at the screen.
So he starts the film with a purity ring, much like in real
life.
I would
never make that joke.
Okay, well, I did.
But Joe just did, so it's fine.
What about another, so we all collectively, for you guys listening, went to Beyonce together the other day, which was incredible. An incredible amount of money, too, but very... I mean, okay, I would say the ticket price was not that crazy, but for how far we were,
it was pretty expensive. We had the cheapest tickets, and they were still expensive, and we were very far away.
Yeah, but it was totally worth it. Like, the concert was incredible. Do we think that she's going to be able to sneak in a song of the summer? Do you think Sorry could be it, or that
Sorry's
another...
Sorry's great. Put her hands high. I love Freedom and Diabolism. Those are my favorite ones. I also really like Hold Up, but it doesn't really have that.
I feel like Hold Up could be a single. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know. I mean, Formation, is that on the chart at all?
No, I don't think they've officially released it as a single. Right. But I think it did hit the Hot 100 because of, like, streaming.
Right.
Like, six of the songs from Lemonade hit the chart that first week.
Yeah.
So it feels like she needs to release a single and see where we go from there, I guess. But yeah. I don't know. I don't think she cares. It's not her brand anymore.
That's true. And yeah, and Song of the Summer. I mean, I feel like since Crazy in Love, she's not really... I guess Single Ladies was, like... That was a summer, wasn't it? Or no?
It was fall, but...
That was more fall.
It was definitely a big song of for the year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like all of her... Like, especially on Lemonade, like, a lot of those songs are angry in the best way, and I feel like angry isn't necessarily the mood for a Song of Summer.
Also, yeah. Not to just throw out my opinion, I don't think Beyonce's necessarily worried about singles anymore. I mean, if I just said it, she was more about the body of work. Like, yeah. Between Beyonce and Lemonade now, like, it doesn't seem like... They're all great songs, and it's a great album, but it's more about the album and not necessarily, like, the songs individually.
Right. Yeah, and I think... Wait.
Well, I was going to say, Beyonce made me think of Rihanna, and you're scrolling through, and I'm seeing, like, three different Rihanna songs on the Hot 100.
Yeah.
And so I'm just, like, going in my head, like, which one could potentially also be a contender, but I honestly don't think it's any
of them.
It's
too late now for...
Work already peaked.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to get
bigger. That would have
been... Needed Me is the other one, which she did at the Billboard Music Awards, hashtag BBMAs 2016.
Tie-in.
No, I mean, that was such a good performance, but it's a slower song. Like, there's no way that's going to, it's really vocally impressive, but it's not going to be, it can't be a song of the summer.
No.
And I think the one she has with Calvin Harris is just, like, totally unmemorable.
Yeah, I think those two definitely had big shoes to fill following up their own smash.
Yeah.
And I feel like it pales in comparison. Like, the comparison doesn't help it.
Right. Like, We Found Love is, like, maybe the best song from both of them. I mean, not my personal favorite, but it's, like, definitely one of the biggest hits.
It's their biggest hit. I mean, I forget which one Rihanna's biggest hit is, but I know it's...
I think it is bigger than Umbrella.
Yeah.
I'm not positive. But anyways, yeah. And, like, This Is What You Came For, like, not even a memorable title. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be hard-pressed to, like, hum the melody. Or, like, any hook from it.
Right.
But it's still, like, doing pretty well, I guess, just because of the combined star power. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But
I don't feel like either of them have the momentum going in their direction right now to make a late break.
Right. Well, especially with, you know, Taylor's not on his side anymore. Yeah. Like,
so then it's definitely not going to happen.
What about I Took a Pill in Ibiza? Does anyone...
I like that song.
I kind of hate that song.
Oh, do you hate it? I kind of like it, but I don't... Again, it's too... weird in a good way for me to think that it'll be Song of Summer.
And I think it's just been out too long, too.
Yes, exactly.
The moment passed, I feel like.
Yeah. And another one that's on the list is 7 Years by Lucas Graham.
Okay, I heard that more than I heard any other song on the radio.
Really?
And yeah. I mean, like, just, like, more than Cake by the Ocean, more than Work From Home, just so much. Like, every – and you would scroll from station to station because I like the song. I just wanted to stop hearing it four times in a 20-minute car ride. So I would go from station to station when it would hit, and then the next one would be playing it, like, in two more songs. Like, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah. I don't get it. I mean, I see why people like, but it's like, yeah, how would you want to hear it that many times? Like, a couple times I'm good with that one. It's so, like, sappy and
it's
saccharine.
It feels like something I would have, like, just loved to, like, drive around when I was 16 with my high school boyfriend and, like, sing.
You know, that could be it, though.
That's a really good
It's very nostalgic.
Summer.
Right.
Like, so maybe.
I mean, yeah, because ultimately the teens do decide the song of the summer.
Yeah, teens own us all. There are our overlords.
Who runs the world? Teens. I'm glad we all said that at the same time. Okay, I'm looking at what else is on this list. Just Like Fire, the new Pink song.
I actually really like that song, and that one I do feel like has momentum going upwards.
That definitely could go upwards.
It could go upwards, but the movie kind of tanked.
The movie did tank.
But
I don't feel like the song really
it doesn't, but I'm
just
saying there's nothing, like, the movie came out, so it had that push from it. But yeah, that one seems like it could make a run for.
I'm surprised that song, though, like, got so high. Like, it's already in the top 10. I'm just surprised that that's doing so well and, like, none of the Beyonce Lemonade songs.
I feel like those songs, I really...
You just think it's that they're angry?
I think part of it is that they're just really angry. And, like, I feel like Beyonce's biggest hits on, like, mainstream radio are like
the upbeat
her
ones.
Her dance
yeah, that's true. That is a good point.
They just need
and, again, I don't think she cares at all.
Daddy Lessons on there.
I wonder if Daddy... I don't think Daddy Lessons has, like, Song of Summer potential, even though I agree with you that it's one of the best songs on the album. But I wonder if they're going to try and release it just to country radio.
I don't know the answer to that question.
No, I'm just thinking...
there was an article about it, and the consensus was maybe.
Yeah.
So I'm going to
sort of
say
like
that
vague.
Probably not.
Yeah,
yeah,
I doubt she will. Like,
she's not going to pull a Justin Timberlake
just,
on the CMA.
Well... Unrelated to that, but sort of related, Justin Timberlake should put out like a bluesy country album.
For the Trolls movie.
No,
definitely.
For his, you know, next.
It's in the works, they say.
That's what they say.
New Timberlake.
That's what people say.
Wait, do they say it's going to be this year or the next year?
Next year.
Okay. I mean, I'm not like, I can wait till 2017 for a new Timberlake
and
album.
Lady Gaga
no
is not till 2017 too, which means no lead single Song of Summer late breaking contender.
Yeah. Right? I mean, that doesn't, also Gaga doesn't seem like a Song of the Summer sort of person. Like, her stuff seems to, like, for me, it's like a wintry, like, icy cool sort of thing.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not sure when all these came out, but I don't know. Bad Romance. It's the up.
Oh.
It was, well, no, but I'm saying it could have been. It's still, it's that upbeat, angry. Like,
but it's not like a good beach song though.
That's
too
true.
Yeah.
Although neither is 7 Years, and you know that's
and
being played every other song. What I think, what I hope will be like a big contender is Ariana Grande "Into You." I love
that
song.
That's a good song.
It's so good, and I'm hearing it a lot, like at clubs and stuff. But I don't think it's like really taken over radio yet.
Joe goes clubbing.
I don't go clubbing that.
Joe is so cool.
I'm a pretty exclusive clubs I go to. No, a lot of these clubs I witnessed through other people's Snapchat, so just wanted to put that out there.
Uh-huh.
Joe wants you to follow
I know what you're
on
doing
Snapchat.
At night.
And also Dangerous Woman is like
Dangerous
doing...
is a great song.
Yeah, I hope that like
she's a lot
stays
of jams.
Around. The album is so good. The new Ariana album is
but I
fantastic.
Feel like Dangerous Woman's moments has already happened.
I think it's true. I think it could still kind of stick around, but that's why I'm hoping Into You will kind of like... get bigger and
rising tide
but otherwise okay let's see what we got. Okay, Pillow Talk by Zayn is still on this list. I mean that's
peaked. I mean Justin Bieber just put out the video for Company,
that song, and I really liked the Purpose album, but I feel like that song is just it's not as good as the other stuff we've heard.
Like it's not upbeat. I feel like I keep going back to that point, but I feel like that's a right. real contender.
But you never know the power of those believers.
That's true. Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not.
What about Cheap Thrills? Sia with Sean Paul. Sean Paul. No one.
I don't know that I've heard that one, and I know that I should have heard it.
You've definitely heard it. It's catchy, and I like it, but I feel like I'm repeating myself, but I just feel like some of these songs were like big things 2 months ago. And
yeah.
At this point for Song of Summer, like, as you were saying, like, it needs some upward momentum.
Right. But that's weird, because we're also saying that, like, so we're saying everything is on a downswing, but that the Song of the Summer is also out, which it probably already is. It's very unlikely that a new song will become the Song of the Summer.
That's intriguing here, because you're right. Like, for however many years, the Song of Summer has been out since, like, for a while.
Yeah.
But they were all, like, on the upswing. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
All. I don't know. Don't take me for my word. But it feels like right now there's just such a...
Yeah.
There's a shot that, like, Shake It Off comes out and just, like, dominates.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously
a
not.
A Shake It Off like song.
A Shake It Off like song. I know that wasn't in the summer. Or was it? I forget.
End of summer.
End of summer.
But, so, it would have to come out, like, right now to mm-hmm. But there's always a shot. But that's something, like... You know.
Right. I mean, and there's the new Adele single, the, which I can't think of the name, the one
Send
that Max
my love
Martin.
To your new
yes.
lover,
which
is
great,
so
but again,
good.
It's not going to be.
Not going to do it.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like it really is between One Dance and Can't Stop the Feeling. But even, I mean, the one thing I will say that I do like about One Dance is that it doesn't get old. Like, whereas Can't Stop the Feeling, sometimes I'm like, this is so upbeat, like, I can't deal with it right now. Like, even when you're not in the mood for One Dance, like, it's fine background listening.
Yeah.
It's not, like, really in your face.
Also, Can't Stop the Feeling is so simple. And I know I'm saying this sort of song, like, Can't Call Me Maybe was very simple, too. But Can't Stop the Feeling, I almost feel like we're going to hit a saturation point very soon, and then everyone's going to be done with it. And I think that saturation point has to hit towards the end of the summer for mm-hmm. it to be, like, the actual song of summer.
I mean, this could just be a summer where it's not a clear winner, and we're just like, oh, I guess we collectively couldn't come up with a
it
good song this summer.
It felt like it last year,
yeah,
too,
with Cheerleader.
Right?
And Can't Feel My Face, but it's, I think that totally, but I think it's interesting, like, a year out, it's like, well, it was clearly Can't Feel My Face. Like,
yeah.
That's the only one that anyone's heard since September.
Right. Yeah, Cheerleader was, like, all over the summer, and then it's not been on radio at all.
Remember when it
then.
Was between, for a while, for 2 years ago, Fancy and, Magic, the
Ugh.
Magic song.
Oh, yeah. That song was awful.
I feel like all of these songs are gonna stick along. Have a better shelf life than that. What was it, like, Rude or something?
Yeah,
why you gotta be? I heard that in, like, a Brugger's bagel shop.
Yeah, I mean, that's
the
just like
day.
I feel that like that's made
I
for
was.
Yeah, like a Walgreens playlist or something like that. All right, do we have anything else that we haven't talked about but that we think is going to, like, be a sneak surprise dark horse?
I don't think so.
No. Maybe a Taylor Swift song. No.
I don't think she's going to do anything new. I'm trying to look at the Hot 100 to see what else is happening. Nope. I guess it's all terrible things. All the way up, I do like a lot. I feel like in, like, hip-hop realm, the Fat Joe Remy Ma song and French Montana's on it, like, that will be big in that field, and it's really fun. We heard that when
we
saw Beyonce, because DJ Khaled brought out Remy Ma and Fat Joe, and it was incredible. But I mean, yeah, that's too, it's too urban that it's going to be, like, it sounds like too legit hip-hop to be a cross genre hit, but, like, I feel like for hip-hop that'll be, like, one of the big summer songs. Otherwise, I mean, yeah, Love Yourself is still big.
I mean, that's a great song, but I feel like, and Aaron has said this, it's, like, peaked.
Right, it's had its moment. What about, I mean, yeah, like, the Blake Shelton and Gwen duet.
Like
that's,
it, no, but.
Wow. So, no to that.
You know,
I mean,
I refuse to support that union.
Yeah. I'm looking at everything. I mean, yeah, I guess usually it's not a country song, but Maren Morris, like, for a country artist, is making a lot of waves
mm-hmm.
with that church song, the My Church song. I think it could enter, like, Song of the Summer
discussions.
Discussions.
it won't quite hit the peak, but
right. But it'll enter.
It'll make a good show.
The realm, yeah, for country music.
Yes, exactly. it was just nice to be nominated.
Right. It's just an honor to be nominated for Song of the Summer. All right. I'm looking through the rest of this, and honestly, so basically, wow, this is depressing. Our conclusion is that there's just nothing that good out, basically.
No, well, that's not true.
There's a couple really good songs. I think we just disagree on which one's going to be the one that has the momentum.
They're all really good songs. Can't Stop the Feeling feels like a summer song of the summer. Yeah. One Dance doesn't really, but it's a good song.
Right.
But they both just seem to have like no momentum. I guess One Dance does have the momentum, but
it's definitely staying around.
It's sticking around.
The momentum of like not dropping.
Just nothing. Exactly. Nothing else is happening right now.
Right.
So.
Basically, yeah. All right. Well, I feel like we kind of covered it, and like I said, a little bit of a. I feel like this might be a lackluster summer for, like, in terms of, like, a runaway pop hit. Like, maybe it's just
inspiring.
A bunch of pretty good songs that are on the radio, but, like, I guess every year can't be a winner.
We can't all be Carly Rae Jepsen in 2012.
Right, like, where's the Call Me Maybe?
Where is the
Or
Call
the
Me
Trap
Maybe.
Queen or, like, something. Ugh. Like, there's just not anything that's, like, really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a much more positive take on it. When I started this, I really didn't think I was going to end this so negative. But after running through all these songs, I'm like,
music.
Apparently I just hate music now. So music, back in the old days, like 2015, they used to make them better.
Boo.
I'll tell you that much. All right. Well, if you guys, if I'm wrong, which I probably am, tweet at me what you think the Song of the Summer will be or what it should be or what you're listening to recently. Aaron, thank you for joining us on podcasts, and best of luck in the future. We'll figure out what you died of on next week's podcast.
You're dead to me.
And Denise, thanks for stopping by.
Of course.
And I hope everyone has a great summer, you know, even if the music is whatever.
Here's the thing. You can make your own playlist, put on some songs from other years.
Right.
Boom.
Smart.
Party tip.
Mic drop.
Okay. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.